Look, Esmeralda, look who it is. It's Skip's brother, Slip Skipley.
What?
Slip, yeah. Look at it, Skip Slipley. I mean Slip Skipley. How are you, man?
Doing all right. All right. Good to be here.
Yeah, now, for those of you who don't know, you know, Skip Skipley is our host for Pop-Up Vidya. He, oddly enough, coincidentally, just like Dan Shugrue, is not available right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we got his brother, Slip Skipley, who oddly sounds exactly like Dan Law.
Right.
Like Skip sounds exactly like Dan Shugrue. Yeah.
Hey, Slip, who's older?
Yeah, who's
you
older?
You or Skip?
Skip is older by a few minutes.
Oh, wow. Oh, they're twins.
Hence, and they had the nickname Skip picked out ahead of time. Slip was an afterthought.
Wow. Yeah, it does sound like it. Sorry, Slip.
I love the fact that they're twins. That's great. Yeah, that's fantastic. Nice work, Slip. Can we hear the flippy, the themey thing? There it is. You got a clean version of that?
I've made one.
Oh!
That's Slip.
That's Slip, man. He was no afterthought. All right. As you know, if you've listened to this, the pop-up video is there are two-sided questions about specific videos that were shown on the VH1 show. We have to answer questions about the videos and then answer questions on the other side, extra question, extra bonus questions about the pop culture related to it. In the first round, I get the questions first. In the second round, Esmeralda gets the question. On the second card, Esmeralda gets the questions first. We always want to save the singing of Esmeralda for later so that we have as many cats outside the building as possible.
Right.
And we need Dave Ennett and his cape and his crown to prepare the psychic cats.
Should put out some cans of tuna.
That would be good.
Litter boxes, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Maybe cat trees.
Mm-hmm. Cat trees. Just line Michigan Avenue with them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, Slip, what's the first thing that we got here?
First song up, Phil Collins, Against All Odds. Nick, sing any line from this song.
I'm sorry. But I just want to mention really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
If you, oh no, I don't. I can't mention it because it might be a question on the thing.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Take a look at me now, cause I'm in an empty space. Because you left, and I'm mad, and I don't know what to do in the place. Take a look at me now, cause we're all against all odds. But. There you go.
Phil Collins? He was just in here, right?
Amazing.
Wow.
Amazing. By the way, this is one of my favorite videos of the 80s. I just have to say, truly, one of my very favorite videos of the 80s. I'm really glad we got this one. Okay. All right. This one's for Esmeralda.
Esmeralda, name one of the male stars in the movie Against All Odds.
Oh, is it that movie? Okay. Gregory Hines. No, is that not that movie?
That's White Knights.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't know.
Okay. Jeff Bridges, for God's sake.
Jeff Bridges, James Woods would have also been acceptable.
Oh. Richard Widmark. I don't think they counted him.
I'm confusing movies. That
yeah, that was White Knights was, wait, what the hell was the song on what night? Oh, my God. What's the song, White Knights? It was a duet with, oh, man, I can't remember what it was. It was terrible. Okay. Okay, I get the next question.
Nick, what instrument did Phil Collins play in Genesis?
Drums.
Yes.
Okay. How is that? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's him.
Yeah.
It's about him.
I understand.
Well,
I just, but that's like a really easy question.
Well.
Okay.
This one is also pretty easy.
Esmeralda,
what's the other title of this song?
Against All Odds.
That's the
oh,
title.
Wait,
what's
the
other
title? Oh. Take a. See how much I pay attention. Take a look at me now.
Correct.
Oh, man. He only says take a look at me now 53 times in the song. He does say against all odds, though, at one point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He does, really. Seriously.
Did you get excited? You're like, oh, it's the name of the movie.
No, only when someone says it in the movie.
Oh. Like, do they say it in the movie?
I don't.
No.
Thinks like Jeff Bridges at one point goes, Rachel, this is against all odds.
We're against all odds.
I love when they
right
do that.
The camera.
I love when the title of a movie is spoken by a character in the movie. It just, I love it. I did that in my play Alive. I gave myself the line where it was, yeah, I was being really negative because it was a Gen X thing, man.
Oh, right.
And my friend is trying to talk me down from being all upset. I get into a fight with one of my friends, and he's like, no, he says the line to me. He goes, yeah, man, you're alive. And I go, yeah, man, I'm alive in a world of beep. That's what I said. And I wanted to make sure we got the name Alive in the play.
Wow.
And we used the song by Pearl Jam at the beginning of the show to make it even more obvious. Okay.
Extra credit.
Oh,
Nick,
we're flipped?
Yeah, we are flipping over.
Okay, flipped.
Who replaced Keith Moon as the drummer for The Who? Now, this is multiple choice. A, Scott Halpin. B, Chester Thompson. C, Kenny Jones. D, Ainsley Dunbar.
It's Kenny Jones.
From The Faces, correct.
Yeah. I had forgotten for a second. I had totally forgotten who replaced him.
What's wrong with you?
Because I kind of gave up on The Who when Keith Moon died. I kind of went, eh. I don't know. Okay. I think we can do one more, then we'll break.
All right. Esmeralda, what type of wood is most often used for making baseball bats? A, maple. B, ash. C, pine. D, rosemary.
Pine?
B, ash.
Ash?
The answer. Yeah.
Why the hell is it called pine tar?
Kentucky ash.
Why is it called pine tar?
That's what I thought.
Slip, you need to call up the Major League offices
the tar
right
itself,
now.
The tar itself comes from pine.
Is that right?
I
thought
I
maybe
so,
it was
yeah.
tar that you put on pine. I would have answered pine, too.
All these years, I thought it was pine.
All right. Slip is retiring now, but he'll be back. I can't believe he's just a few minutes younger.
Yeah.
He's a few minutes younger.
I wonder
than this
if
kid.
if he's like in the movie Twins. Is he the Danny DeVito?
What did I just see where that was a joke?
On SNL.
Oh, it was SNL. Yeah. Okay, right. What was it? What was the...
It was the wrestling.
Oh, the wrestling. Bit. Yeah, the wrestling promo.
Yeah.
Which is a very funny bit. Yeah, God, you just made me nuts for a second. I was like, wait a minute, I just heard that joke.
I saw it this morning.
Okay. All right, we're back. Nick DiGilio here. And look, Skip Lee.
Oh, he came back.
He's back from retirement. Hi, Slip.
What's going on?
How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Okay.
Let's get back into it here.
It's 3-1 me.
Mm-hmm.
Me. This question is for Esmeralda. Do we remember?
No, she had the bat question.
Oh, yeah.
So this is for you.
Oh.
Which of the following is not a percussion instrument? A, maraca. B, duduk. C, barumbu. D, balafon.
C.
B, doo-duke or doo-duck.
Okay.
Depending on who you ask. Esmeralda, what is Prince Charles's full title? Is he the Prince of Tides, Prince of Wales, the Prince of Scotland, or the Prince of Monaco?
Prince of Wales.
It's the Prince of Tides!
Correct.
that other guy.
It's Nick Nolte.
Nick
Nolte is the Prince of
Tides. I was going to say Jeff Bridges, but that's not.
That's a mirror with two faces. A mirror has two faces. You're getting your Jeff Bridges movies all screwed up.
Oh,
all right. You know, Rick Moranis was the Big Lebowski. All right. We got a new card?
New card, new song, new video. And
right.
It is Madonna's Material Girl.
Oh, yeah. Get
Esmeralda,
the cats
get
ready.
Warmed up.
Get the
Sing
cats
any line
ready.
From this song.
Oh, this is, I love this so much. Okay.
Boy. All right, hold on. Gosh. I'm trying to think the chorus other than I'm a material girl. Oh, wait. I'm a material girl. Some boys say.
That's the verse.
Yeah, well, hold on.
All right. I was going to try and help you. I was just going to try and help you. With the chorus, I can help you.
Right. Which is what?
We are living
A material world, and I am a material girl. You know that we are living in a material world, and I am a material girl.
There you go.
Some boys. Is it boys?
Yeah.
Or some say.
No, some boys.
Man, I haven't seen that in a while.
Okay, it's all right. It's my future ex-wife. I got to stay in touch with her. All right. What
Nick,
are we?
this video is based on what 1953 movie?
Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
Gentlemen Prefer Blondes is correct.
Yes. Okay.
Esmeralda, what bad boy did the Material Girl first meet on the set?
Sean Penn.
Sean Penn is correct.
See, now we're in the wheelhouse. This is in the wheelhouse, baby. That damn Tunnel of Love things that Slip busted out last week. We were like, huh? Giraffe? No, Sword Swallower. Huh? What, the Tunnel of Love? Who's that? You know, I was thinking the only song called Tunnel of Love that I know really well is a one that nobody knows, and that's by Dire Straits. Dire Straits has a song called Tunnel of Love, and it's one of my favorite songs. Mm. Okay.
Back to Nick.
Yeah.
Name one of the gifts given to Madonna in the video.
Just one of the gifts?
Yeah, just one of them.
necklace.
Also, which would be?
Diamond necklace?
Yeah, jewels.
Oh, jewels, yeah.
So, yeah.
Jewels.
Okay.
All right, because she gets a car, right?
I'll accept it, yeah.
And a flower.
Yeah, flowers is one of them.
Flowers, car. I think she gets
fur, jewels, cash, or flowers would have been acceptable answers.
Oh, yeah, because she throws all the money in the air. That's
all right.
Okay, all right. Well, here we go. We're getting toting. It's 5-4 now.
Oh.
Now we're not playing around. Madonna is the evenizer, the equalizer.
Over to the extra credit.
Uh-oh.
What is the wettest? Where is the wettest spot on Earth? Is it A, Hawaii, B, Brazil? C, Cambodia, or D, India?
I don't even want to know what the inspiration for that was associated with this song.
Could you repeat those?
Yeah.
A, Hawaii. B, Brazil. C, Cambodia. D, India.
I'm going to go with Cambodia.
It's D, India.
India.
Really?
Oh, wow, that's fascinating.
I thought it'd be drier.
Yeah, me
drier
too.
Drier climate.
All right, what's next?
Name the actress who starred in the film that inspired this video.
A Marilyn Monroe.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. Okay, next.
Esmeralda, perform this. And you have to make it sound good on the radio, too, I guess. Pretend you're Sean Penn being approached by paparazzi.
Here, I'll take
Doesn't
my phone.
Doesn't he just up. Punch people?
Just act like you're going to punch Doesn't me. He... Here's my phone. I'm holding my phone up. I'm going to take a picture. Swing at the phone, Esmeralda. Okay, now you're in jail.
I'm Sean Penn.
All right, there you go.
I'm angry.
How many more?
Last question.
Okay.
I do not know what the score is.
Well, it is. It's 6-5, so Esmeralda doesn't have she can't win. So what's the final? What's the
final? The final question is, what is the most common material on Earth? Is it A, carbon, B, mascara, C, oxygen, D, hydrogen?
I'm sorry.
The most common material on Earth.
What? Who the hell wrote these cards? I just need to.
Might have been Skip.
Yeah.
What? Sorry, one more time.
What is the most common material on Earth?
You can skip B, by the way. Just give me A.
Carbon, oxygen, or hydrogen.
Hydrogen.
Hydrogen is correct.
Okay.
Wouldn't have been a kicker if it was mascara.
It would have been fantastic if it was mascara. All right. 7-5. I won.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Slip, thank you.
It was a blast.
Yeah. I'm glad that you were here. And when Skip gets back from his adventures, we'll be happy to have him talk about your twin relationship.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll pinch Skip and see if you wake up in the middle of the night with pain.
Oh.
Little Corsican brothers, your
now
favorite Cheech and Chong.
I've unraveled a whole origin story here.
No. You've created one, buddy. So this is going to live on for a long time, pal. So anyway. All right. Well, we...
By the way,
what happened?
John Hansen
just
messaged me, and he said he was, phew, you got it. He was literally screaming at the radio the words to Material Girl.
Oh. See?
He was glad that I got it.
Why
he was going to really punish me.
That two men in their middle age, I don't know if John is middle aged. How old is John?
No, he's not middle aged.
Okay. If one man in his middle age and a younger gentleman.
Yes.
Were able to sing the lyrics for Material Girl instead of a woman.
I forgot. I go blank.
And you were a teenager when that song came
blank.
Out.
It goes blank.
No, you weren't a teenager. You were younger than that.
Yeah, I was a kid.
You were like 2 when that song came out.
Everything, you know, the cats take over and then I don't know what's happening.
Okay.